I saw a meme recently, back to Facebook, the stupid shit that I see that makes me angry, where they're like, kids these days, are all they want is an iPhone. When I was a kid, I wanted this. And it was like a Huffy bicycle.
Mm-hmm.
And I responded with, when you were a kid, iPhones didn't exist. Don't act high and mighty because kids wanted bicycles back in the day. And I'm sure they want bicycles now. But they,
oh, you know what that person probably wanted, though? Garbage Pail Kids.
Oh, yeah.
What even was that? Was it a show? I just remember them being like stickers or cards. Or
they were cards. They were like little cards. They were kind of like parodying Cabbage Patch Kids.
Oh, yes. But really gross.
Yeah, they had all kinds of problems. You know, they were fat. They were poor. It was really, it was a, kind of an intersectional nightmare.
Hey, everybody, this is Brett. Here's another bonus content promo. This is a continuation of the discussion you heard last month, The Long Bumpy Road. In this hour and a half show that you're going to hear about an 8 or 9 minute clip of, we talk about optimizing personal finances, productivity, and organization. And then at the end, it kind of veers into venting of frustrations about the March for Our Lives thing. So that actually, that's probably the whole last half hour of the full show. The clip you're going to hear, the specific clip, deals with connecting visions to long, medium, and short-term goals, and connecting those goals to individual projects and those projects to individual actions. There is strong language ahead. When I am recording something that I know is going behind a paywall, I don't have the best manners. So if you're easily offended, just skip this one. And before we get to that, a couple of announcements. The next occurrence of Renegade University and School Sucks Project present a weekend with Thaddeus Russell. It has been announced. We talked about it a bit at the end of the last show. Going to be May 11th through the 13th in New Orleans, Louisiana. I'm definitely excited to go there for the first time. I was supposed to stop in New Orleans during School Sucks Across America. Just didn't fit into the updated itinerary, unfortunately. But I'll be there in May. Hopefully, you will be there as well. And even though the first two events have been really successful and the feedback we've received has been really positive, Thad and I have talked about ways to make improvements. We're going to do these breakout discussion groups this time. That's something that I'm really looking forward to. Oh, and the other thing, a couple of times in the School Sucks Facebook group recently, people have referred to listeners to the show collectively as school suckers. Can't say I'm a huge fan of this. Suckers has many connotations. None of them are positive. And got me thinking about what should we be known as, or what should you be known as you know, listeners to SSP? And then it just hit me. As soon as I asked myself that question, I said the obvious answer is SS peeps, people who listen. The School Sucks. I was so enthusiastic about this. I took our old crest logo, you know, that bird, grammar, logic, rhetoric that you see at the beginning of the School Sucks videos on YouTube, and I replaced the head with a marshmallow peep, and the SS peeps loved it. So that's what we're going with from now on. To everybody in the group, thank you for encouraging me to do stupid things like that. I get a lot of enjoyment out of it. So if you want to hear this whole conversation that runs about an hour and a half, it is available in the AV Club. That's schoolsucksproject.com/AV or through Patreon. That is patreon.com/schoolsucks. Both are really helpful right now. I am very appreciative to everybody who signed up in the month of March. And many of you are listening to this and saying, Brett, I think you're a very nice man. I like School Sucks. You are never getting a penny from me. My offer is this, nothing. According to my records, over 90% of you have had an imaginary conversation with me like this at some point. And I just want to use that opportunity, because a problem is an opportunity, you know, to talk for a minute about the value of Patreon. We started using Patreon at the end of 2016. I mean, we've always gotten lots of compliments on our production quality, and I try to make the shows as like as impactful and as entertaining as they can be within the time constraints that I have. I always think of better ideas after the fact, but I find it's really been helpful to be able to attach a dollar amount to each episode that I put out. It really helps communicate to me that there are people out there who think this is valuable. It incentivizes our production, but it also incentivizes the quality of the production. Even at a time, you know, at the beginning of this year, a lot of my attention has had to shift into other aspects of this operation that are mostly behind the scenes. And I'll be editing a show, and this has happened a bunch of times, right? Like, I'll spend extra time picking the music. I've spent over an hour looking for the right music to open the show or to close the show. And you might be saying, okay, then you're mismanaging your time. I do it because podcasts are forever, right? Scram, De Beers. Podcasts are forever. And I want every show to be the best that it can be. But even little things like, you know, I'll be talking and then in between sentences, I'll take a breath, right? And even like in the audiobook world, like breath sounds are acceptable because they're natural, but my breath will be like, and in the past, maybe I would have let that go, right? But now I, you know, there's a voice in my head that says, go back and get that, Brad. Go back and get that for the patrons. Take it out. Or at least apply a negative 25 decibel amplification effect to it. And the fact that so many people are listening to this show is certainly enough of a motivation to turn out a quality product. But if you go back and you look at our work over the last year and a half or so, I hope that some of you can just see examples of little bits of extra attention to detail. We are going to be announcing a new weekly supporter-only bonus show, hopefully by May. I'm still working out the format of that, but updates are coming, so stay tuned. All right, everybody, here's a promo of The Long Bumpy Road Part 2. Thanks so much for taking the time to listen to this, and of course, to all of you who make this show possible with your support. Here we go.
I'm curious, you know, you and I are both following, and you have been following, the GTD method, getting things done by David Allen. There's a couple things that I'm kind of unclear on, and I continue to struggle with. So
let's troubleshoot.
There, as part of the process, when you take a thing to do, whatever it might be, you have to identify it, right? And then kind of put it through the process. And a big part of that process that he emphasizes in the book, how important this part of the process is defining the purpose. Why are you doing this?
Sure.
Right? And I get that. Mm-hmm. That makes sense. But then the next step is to the visioning of the outcome.
Right.
I cannot tell the difference between defining the purpose, like, why am I doing this, and defining my outcome.
No, yeah.
Like,
because
so many
things have, all right, because the defined outcome is what the successful completion of this project looks like. The purpose is, why do you want to complete that project? What is that project a smaller part of?
Hmm.
Yeah, okay. That's still,
so let me give you an example. Okay, so let's go to Brett's Evernote, and let's go to visions and goals. And let's pick school sucks my work. Is school sucks.
School sucks my work.
So let's say I want to have 20,000 listeners to the show, and I consider that a three-year goal. Now, it's not the purpose. It's not the personal reason why I'm doing the whole show. This is kind of like a step down. But having a bigger audience also satisfies my purpose, right? It's like, if you're doing something for 100 people, you're just a fucking gaylord, right? So I want to be doing it for twice as many people as I'm already doing it for, right? Like, I want to have that kind of reach. So then there are goals like optimize the School Sucks YouTube channel. So I found a volunteer who wants to work on that project. I've kind of outlined what I want him to do, and I've defined what success looks like. So that's what that project looks like as far as success is concerned. But the purpose of that project is to grow the listenership to the show by using YouTube to drive people to schoolsucksproject.com. And having more listeners to the show satisfies an even larger purpose, which is kind of like my life's purpose was to be an educator on something that I thought was important.
I just feel like I'm not capable of that level of thought.
And, you are. Nah, Andrew, you're like a smart guy.
I don't think so. Maybe I'm like a smart guy. But here's an example. And this holds true pretty much across the board. I got a bunch of
Andrew,
work.
If you're not a smart guy, the nerds are right. You don't deserve to scan documents.
I don't.
You're just a shitheel.
Yeah.
So prove the nerds wrong. The nerds who are trying to take over the world from their little lair in Silicon Valley, making
nerds!
Everything more complicated, fuck them, and to say, I'm a smart guy, and I deserve a piece of the pie, too.
Right. So
even if you don't want to do it for yourself, do it to fuck the nerds.
Okay, fine. And I'll try that. And I'm trying all kinds of things.
Okay.
But I'm telling you what I'm not effective at, and I have not been able to successfully change it, even though I've thought a lot about it, and it keeps presenting itself to me, and every time I do it, I get the same result. So I got a lot of projects for work.
And for example, I'm looking at one here, my purpose slash intention for this project. And it's simply to follow up after a meeting I had with all the people I met with on a bunch of various subjects. Okay. Mm-hmm. So that's basically my project. And it has a bunch of actions associated with it, which I will get through, and that's fine. And I won't have a problem, you know, defining those actions and getting through that. However, I'm having a huge problem delineating between the purpose slash intention and the desired outcome. The purpose and intention of this project, I wrote, is to generate solid opportunities within various programs. I made it sound nice, but it can be simplified as sell shit, make money. That's the intention of what I'm doing. Then the desired outcome, I just wrote sell and then the words for a bunch of different products that I want to sell to them. So essentially, sell shit, make money. It's the same
thing. Money
every
is the higher purpose. Why? Why make money?
To buy cars.
No. What else? What else do you want? What else do you need? Money creates opportunities.
I want to drive those cars.
Yeah, you can drive cars. You can have opportunities to drive cars. Mm-hmm. You can go places. You can have more financial freedom.
Yeah.
Like, just think, like, financial freedom is a higher purpose.
No, financial freedom is a stepping stone to more cars. See, this is the thing. I think you're giving me way too much credit. You know, there's this whole outlook on these different horizons, and the top horizon is your purpose for existing. And no matter how much thought I put towards that, my purpose for existing is to have a plethora of opportunities to drive a variety of cars.
Good. You've identified it. That's more than most people do in their whole life, Andrew. Most people are fucking drones.
Right.
They just get up, they go to work, and they commute in their car, and then they go home, and they watch TV, and they do everything they're supposed to do. The nerds are fucking right, and this world should be run by 100 people in Silicon Valley.
Wow.
Well, that got
flip flopped on that.
Yeah. But
don't be like one of them. You can be, you know, your own man with your own desires and your own vision for what a happy life looks like. And if that's you driving a bunch of different cars, it's fine.
And I could expand on that, and I could make it more eloquent and elaborate.
Where would you drive them?
Right. And who with, and
yeah,
where do I keep them?
Would you be in a convoy of cars, of other people with cars? Would there be music? Mm. Would it be a show?
Mm-mm.
Would it be?
No.
Would you be like a grand tour like helicopter shots?
Oh, yeah. It's still, when it boils back down to these individual projects, again, no matter how much thought or how descriptive I make that purpose, it ends up boiling down to make money, sell shit to buy cars, and my desired outcome is more cars or more money.
No, your desired outcome only applies to the project that you're working on. So what is that? What is successful as far as you're concerned? What is successful as far as your boss is concerned? What is successful as far as the company is concerned? And what is successful as far as the client is concerned? That's all the desired outcome for a specific project is.
Right. So I could make it sound better. I could just simply say successful sales and implementation of this, 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 and this. And that just covers all the questions that you just asked.
Does it? But it's like you're getting...
It makes me happy. It makes my boss happy. It's good for the company. It's good for the customer.
No. Yeah, be more specific than, you know, it's
right.
Good for the company. It makes my boss happy.
Because
it makes me happy. Like, what do you get? What does the boss get? What's the benefit to the company? What's the benefit to the client?
Yeah, I would say like have specifics. Like you have to sell this many things equaling this much monies or something. Then you get that much commission or whatever.
Right.
But the good news is that process is probably really repetitive for a lot of the projects that you're currently working on. Those outcomes are probably very similar. So it's not like you don't want to get, you know, caught in the weeds of this. So you also kind of want to find a way to streamline, successful outcomes for projects look like.
I haven't been getting tied up at this point. I feel like I've been neglecting this point and failing at this point. And to what you said, Puke, to be more specific about it, sure, I could do that. But how do I put assign a dollar amount
to something
when I don't know how much the customer even has to spend? Because the dollar amount I desire would be infinity.
Oh.
Right?
Because I thought you had specifics like what you were selling them or something.
I do have specific things that I think I could sell to them possibly.
Yeah.
Like a list of things and maybe they'll pick two of five or something.
Okay.
But, huh. I mean, I could just go on forever.
Oh.
And just keep adding numbers to it. And then it becomes unrealistic at some point.
So I have a very simple overview for a current project called Finalize Keywords by Silos, right? So the categories, the keywords for each category on my site. Area of life, school sucks. Supporting what vision? SSP as a six-figure business. Supporting what long-term goal? Doubling web traffic. Desired outcome. Select 3 to 5 keywords to rank for per site silo. Deadlines, 3/21 for the completion of the project. So that's in
2 days.
3 to 3 days. And then there's a list of next actions that I've just completed. Knowing what I need to do next, that basically just goes to that week at a glance sheet that I use to basically decide what I'm going to do every day. And, you know, everything just – I mean, I have more freedom too because I'm not really on anybody else's timetable. I'm just on my own. So I can kind of select what I want to work on and when and, you know, why.
Coffee's for closers only.
Nice.
Okay, so my desired outcome is get coffee. Got it. No.
Less coffee. You should be having 2 cups a day. I think all your nervousness over this might be the result of too much coffee.
Maybe. But I'll tell you what, I've been pretty focused. I think it's due to the coffee.
Yeah, there's that. That's good.
Oh, he's going for more coffee.
All right, I'll put down the coffee and pick up the Adderall. Daddy, Daddy Cool. Daddy.